Namanda vatsa namanda vatsa namanda vatsa namanda vatsa namanda vatsa namanda. As we're remembering Buddhist women today, particularly Eshini, Shinran Sama's wife, I would like to begin by reading a passage from one of the letters of the nun Eshini, Shinran Shonin's wife. まあ、今日はエシニコをはじめ仏教の婦人の方々を追悼するお参りですので、最初はエシニコの手紙の一部を拝読したいと思います。 This is actually a passage of one of Shinran's sayings. This is something that Eshini heard from Shinran. これはエシニコが Shinran 様から聞いた言葉です。At the time that this was said, Shinran was experiencing a high fever and had been reciting continuously the Threefold Pure Land Sutras. その時は Shinran 上人が高い熱をが出て、そして三部経はずっと連続でお唱えしていました。However, Shinran then looking within realized that this was truly a kind of futile act.And then made the following comment. そして親鸞聖人はこれはちょっと間違ったことでございまして、次のようにおっしゃったといただきます。To have faith oneself and to cause others to have faith is truly the way to respond to one's indebtedness to the Buddha. With faith in this, what outside the Nembutsu could possibly be lacking?That would make one feel the need to chant the sutras.
自ら信じ、そして人に教えて信じさせることが、まことに仏の恩に迎えることになると信じないと信じながら。名号を唱えることの他に何かの付属があって、わざわざ経典を読もうとしたのか、思う直して、思い直して読むのはやめましたと、何万だ、つ何万だ、つ何万だ。
Good morning. Actually, it's afternoon now. Good afternoon, everyone. 皆さん、こんにちは。もうおはようございますじゃないですね。So today we're remembering Buddhist women, the Buddhist women in our lives. As we heard during the opening message, we have had five of our close companions in the Buddhist Women's Association have passed away since our last service of this kind.And we're also remembering Eshini, the wife of Shinran, Kakushini, Eshini and Shinran's daughter, as well as Lady Yoshiko Otani and Lady Takeko Kujo, important Buddhist leaders and the founding and maintaining of the Buddhist Women's Association. そして今日は Eshini ko, Kakushini ko, Otani Yoshiko ko so, Kujo Takeko.のそして仏教婦人会、まあ、5人が今年で亡くなられて、 as well as many of the Buddhist Women's Association members from years past.
そして歴代の仏教会の婦人会のメンバーのこともあります。
So for today's Dharma message, I'd like to reflect a little bit on the message that we receive both from these precious letters that we have passed down from Eshini.To her daughter Kakushini, as well as from the life that Eshini lived.
そして今日のお参りは、Eshini koの手紙もいただくもんから、そして Eshini koの人生からいただくことについてご法話をさせていただきたいと思います。
So Eshini, as many of us are aware, was the wife of Shinran, the mother of his children, and lived together with Shinran for much of their life.So this is kind of unique among Buddhist traditions that we look to a founder who lived this married family life.
この仏教の中でこういう結婚して
その家族生活の中に教えを広まったのは、仏教の五戒山、その宗派の始まった方は、まあ、親鸞上人ぐらいですね。
So this is, we have a very special tradition here in Jodo Shinshu, one that celebrates the life of family and celebrates both the relationship between, men and women.
して、浄土真宗は本当に特別な宗派で、この家族の、まあ、在家仏教ですね。その、夫と妻と生活の間に仏教の教えを学べることですね。
So how many of you think about your relationship with your family members as your Buddhist practice?
して、皆さんご家族との関係は、仏教の人生であることをお考えになるんでしょう。
You think of that when, you know, as you're perhaps preparing a meal for your family, that you are nourishing them with energy so that they can continue to study the Buddha Dharma in their lives.
そして、家族に料理をするときに、まあ、その仏教を学べるような、元気が出るような、力をつくような、料理を作っているという、考え方もします。
How about when you're having a conversation with your loved ones?
そして家族とお話しするときにはそういうこともありますでしょうか?
Or when you're having a disagreement?
そしてちょっと意見の不一致のときには
So that's also part of life of Buddhism. One of the very famous Buddhist teachers was once said thatKaneko Daiei is his name, is a famous Buddhist teacher, but he had a theory that Shinran and Kakushini fought a lot.
Kaneko Daiei-sama が Shinran Shonin と Kakushini はよく喧嘩したという考え方ですね。
And so, we have no record of their relationship, but you know, we know that they lived very simple lives, family lives, just like you and me.
私たちのような家族の生活をしました。
And Eshini lived very close with her husband. You know, as we hear from this letter that I read at the beginning of my message, she was there to care for him when he got sick. How many of you have cared for a loved one when they got sick before?
Yeah, many of us have. そして、Shinran Shonin が病気になった時に Eshiniko が看病したんですね。
So that was an experience that they had together and that they did, just like you and I do in our daily lives.
私たちの人生と全く同じような経験をしましたね。
And so, and the wonderful thing is that Eshini, she listened to Shinran, as I'm sure Shinran also listened to her.
そして Eshiniko は Shinran Shonin の言葉をよく聞いて、そして Shinran も Eshini の言葉を聞いたと思います。
You know, she listened so closely that even his kind of feverish mumblings, she paid attention to.You know, have you ever been caring for someone who is sick and they're just kind of muttering incoherently, they have a high fever, or they're kind of talking in their sleep?
そして、まあ、みんなが看病するときに、とか高い熱を出したら、ちょっとたまに変なことを言ってしまいますね。
And so, Eshini was caring so closely for Shinran that she noticed these mumblings that he was saying.
そして、Shinran Shonin の言葉をよく聞いたんですね。
And she asked him about it. What was that? What did you say?
そして、ちょっと、まあ、小さい声で言ったと思いますけど、え、何でしたっけ?
And she listened carefully, and she asked him, and she wanted to understand, what are you thinking?
そして、何を考えてるでしょう?
She listened carefully. Think about that in our relationships with our family members. Listening closely, trying to understand, what are you thinking? What's going on in your head? How are you feeling?
そして、家族のことをよく聞いて、どんなことを考えてるんですか?何が自分の心の中に起こっているんですか?よく理解しようと、死にこうがしていました。
And she received these teachings from Shinran. She understood this wisdom. And I believe this was a wisdom that they shared together. That it wasn't just a one-way street from Shinran to Eshini. But in that family life, that Shinran's appreciation was also deepened. That's why he felt comfortable sharing these most deep spiritual insights with her.
で、エシニコとシンラン長にはとても親しい関係があって、そのお互いに会話を良くしたと思いまして。だからエシニコはシンラン長にのもっと心深いところは私たちに伝えることができます。
So we have the insights that she received, the wisdom she received from Shinran.
that there's nothing more that is necessary than to entrust oneself to Amida Buddha. That in the power of the Nembutsu, everything that we need is received. So that's the insight she received. And then how did she put that into her practice in daily life? そしてこのことを親鸞聖人に教えをいただいたら、どういうふうにそれを人生の中に生かしたということですね。
Now I'd like to share a passage from you from one of the letters that's not quite as often cited from Eshini, but I think it shows kind of what her daily life was like.
そして、エシニコの、日常的なところからの、手紙の一部を拝読したいと思います。
So, Eshini is talking about, she's writing a letter to her daughter Kakushini about the very mundane activities of her life. So she was managing a large household. They had several kind of household staff that were living with them. And Eshini writes that she says, she's talking about this, that there has been a great famine in her area.
そして、そういう危機があって、その野菜が全部取れなくなったんですね。
So, since most of our community has been ruined, there's virtually no place here or there to which one can turn.
まあ、私たちのこの地方の全部の、その、まあ、畑がもうダメになってて、私たちがどこかに救いが出てくるのはもうわからないようなところです。
In this situation, two male servants who had served me for the past years ran away in the first month of this year.
そして私の手伝っている人は二人がもう逃げました。
So she couldn't afford to pay their salary, basically. She couldn't afford to provide for them, so they just ran away.
そしてその給料を出せなかったからみんなが逃げてしまいました。
Okay, I do not know what to do to grow things, so this world seems less and less dependable.
So she doesn't know how to do this sort of farming on her own, so she doesn't know what to do. She が自分で野菜を作るのはそのやり方は知らないからどうしようと思っています。
Though it is not clear how much longer I will live, there is no reason for me to feel bitter toward the world.
So she's really realizes that, you know, I may not make it through this year, but I don't feel any bitterness. 私はもう今年いっぱいは、まあ、生きて抜けるかどうかはもうわからないんですけど、なんか恨みの気持ちがないですね。
So two of her servants who are helping her have run away. She's not sure she's in a really difficult situation, and yet she feels no bitterness.
そして、まあ、本当に困ってる状態であっても、その恨みの気持ちは一切持てないというんですね。
This is interesting. So it's one thing to just be comfortable with yourself, you know, to say, okay, well, you know, I'm okay. If I don't make it through this year, that's okay. I'm at peace. I could pass away tomorrow and I'm ready. That's a kind of shows her level of spiritual attainment.
まあ、明日死んでも構わないような、そういう精神的な、阿弥陀様の本当の信頼ができるような関係です。
And she says, but it is not a matter of myself alone, for the daughter and the son of Lady Uguro, who are without parents, are also here, and also the children of Masukata are often here. Because of this, I somehow seem like a mother to them. I fear it will be difficult for all of them to survive.
So she's not just worried, she doesn't worry about herself. She's not worried, she's not saying, well, you know, I'm worried about what's going to happen when I die for myself. She's worried, if I'm not here, who's going to take care of all these people? そして、エシニコが、じゃあ私がこう亡くなったら、私はまあ別にお浄土今行ってもいいですけど、私に信頼してる、私に頼ってる方がたくさんいます。子供もいます。私が亡くなったら、この人たちはどうなるでしょう？ということを心配しています。だから自分のことは心配しなくて、もうあれの人に、その感謝の配ってるような姿ですね。
So here we see the wonderful example of Eshini's life, both to receive the entrusting heart in Amida Buddha, but also how that translates into daily living.
So one feels a great sense of peace and ease, knowing that one has been taken care of in the most important way by the Buddha. At the same time, one shows great concern for those around oneself. So today we remember Eshini, and we're encouraged to look to her for guidance in our daily lives. 今日はエシニコのことを忍びながら私たちの日常生活をエシニコのお手本として生きていけることですね。So we remember her example of finding great peace in our hearts through the teachings of Shinran Shonin and the wisdom and compassion of Amida Buddha. で、親鸞聖人の御教えをいただいて、自分の心の安心が生まれてくることですね。 And also, we remember to practice the care for those around us, that our most important matter in life is not what's going to happen to me, but rather, how can I provide care for those around me? そして私の最も人生の大切なことは、私がどうなるかではなくて、周りの人の This is also an example that we can take from those who we remember in our BWA memorial service today. These are people we knew personally, who we spent time with probably in the kitchen preparing some chicken teriyaki or spam musubi or some other activities that we did together here in the temple, hearing the Dharma, listening to the sound of each other's nembutsu. And in all these activities, in our friendship, we were touched by these people, and they provided an example of kindness for us. Today, we recognize that they have passed over to the other shore, and they're now embraced in the presence of Amida Buddha. And yet, they still are here in our hearts, guiding us, and we show our gratitude for that guidance with today's service.
まあ、今日の仏教婦人会のメンバーが私たちと親しい仲間として、まあ、キッチンでいろんな仕事をしたり、スパムスビーとか、テリヤキチキンを作ったりすることがあったんですけど、その方々は今はもうお浄土の方にお浄して阿弥陀仏と一緒になっていますが、まだそのお浄土のところから私たちを正しい人生に導かれている存在としていますね。
So as we remember those loved ones and reflect in gratitude on all the ways they've touched us and guide us, guide and continue to guide us, I invite you to join me in Gassho.
じゃあご一緒にこの仏教婦人会のメンバーを感謝の心を持って阿弥陀様を感謝して合唱しましょう。
Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namandavutsu, 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 Namandavutsu.